Well, most students here in Cairo are getting ready for the end of term exams. The school year here is almost finished. But not so far away from Egypt, specifically in Syria, some children have had no schooling at all this year. Students in part of the city of Homs, for instance, had to flee their homes to escape the violence that has marred their city. Some have traveled with their families here to Egypt. I'm here in Masr al-Jadida, a relatively quiet and peaceful neighborhood of Cairo, and I'm joined by a number of Syrian children to know more about how this last school year has been for them. And Sami, I would like to start with you. You're from the city of Homs, and you had to flee to escape the violence. Tell me about how last year has been for you.
Going out with demonstrations every night with my friends. My parents would not let me, but I just tell them I need to pray. I go pray, after that go in the demonstrations, go back home. My parents used to get mad at me because I went out without telling them, and they feel they're just afraid for my safety. But I just didn't care. We used to hear gunshots. Everybody would run home. But then after like 2 months, me and my friends would be in the streets. We'd hear the firing, and we'd just like laugh. Look, they're firing again. It's like it didn't matter anymore.
You have had to leave school.
I haven't gone to school at all. I've just stayed at home. And since all my friends are outside Homs, and most of them aren't going to school, so I thought maybe it wouldn't matter that much, but it's so boring just sitting at home and just sitting on my laptop every day.
What do you miss most about school?
I liked going to school. I mean, I like to go there to see my friends, especially recently because I didn't see them a lot. So the only place I used to see them was in school.
What do you miss most about Homs?
Just hanging out with my friends. Sometimes they'd all come to my house or hang out at my house. We'd play football in the street. I just miss those memories. There's nothing like home. I mean, I used to say I wish I'd live in Lebanon or something because it's nicer than Homs, but now I want nothing else than just going back to Homs and sitting in my home. But I can't do that now because they've went into our house and crashed it all and broken everything in it.
So your house is destroyed?
Yeah. They recently went in our house and stole everything and broke everything, and I just feel really sad about it because it was a really nice house. I really miss it.
Now, Yasmin, let me turn to you. This is not your real name. You've asked us to change your name for your safety and the safety of your family. You fled Homs with your family about a month ago and came here to Cairo. Tell me more about how